When Sara Rodriguez started selling her baked goods at a farmer's market 2 years ago, she knew she wanted to grow the business. But how fast it happened and how big it's become has been a bit of a surprise. Rodriguez began as a small operation selling her own cookies, bagels and breads in year one at the market. By year two, she was expanding and sourcing more items from other bakers. Through those connections, she was introduced to a donut wholesaler on Collier McMillan Drive in Cambridge. When the business went up for sale last September, Rodriguez and her husband Yvonne jumped at the opportunity to buy it. By December, they were the proud owners of Rodriguez Wholesale Donuts Inc. In just a few short years, they've gone from making as many items as their two hands could produce to delivering anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 donuts a day to retailers across southern Ontario. "I think it's the product itself," Rodriguez said of what she loves so much about the business. "It brings so much joy. You serve someone cake, dessert or a baked good and everyone just loves it. It's really nice to be able to bring that to people." The donuts, of which there are roughly 40 kinds, can be found in several independent coffee shops and bakeries from Bowmanville to Fenwick. What sets their products apart from others, Rodriguez believes, is the freshness. "We don't do anything frozen," she said. "We are one of the only producers and daily deliverers of fresh baked goods. It's delivered that morning. Baking usually begins around 2 p.m. and runs until 10 p.m. once complete. The sweet treats are packaged and shipped by delivery drivers. Running a donut business isn't exactly what people might envision, though, as it's a fast-paced environment that often requires the owners to wear many hats," Rodriguez admits. "A lot of people think you run a bakery and it's so cute, like the Hallmark Bakery," she said with a laugh. "It's not like that. In addition to doing the baking, yesterday I was repairing a motor on a conveyor. One day my husband might be doing an oil change under one of the delivery vans. They don't show that part in the movies." As for her favorite donut, well, there's no such thing as too much chocolate, Rodriguez believes. "I'm partial to a Boston cream, anything with chocolate," she said. "We have a donut called Death by Chocolate, which is filled with chocolate, topped with chocolate and has Smarties on top. Some people have said it's too chocolatey and I strongly disagree."